And the second aspect is those requesting pith instructions. They have already finished the outer preliminaries and the inner preliminary practices. They've even gone into retreat and they've finished requesting for the pith instructions. And those, then they have gone back into retreat and again received pith instructions and again gone into retreat. And it's to these students that I am now teaching this. And really the students' realizations, their experiences, and states of practice are very different. And it's these students that have received pith instructions and gone into retreat that as soon as I teach, they understand. And for those students who have just started practicing and meditating, just progress gradually. Gradually improve. Isn't this the case with everything? We gradually improve. For instance, when we are learning Chinese or English or Tibetan, we all start with A, R, O, Ga, 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 A, B, C, D. So whatever is happening, don't be too anxious. Especially the practitioners, you must learn how to settle down, calm down, maintain pure actions. Keep your mind calm and under the radar, gradually, quietly attain Buddhahood. No need to tell other people that you are practicing, that you are attaining Buddhahood. It's got nothing to do with anybody else. This is your own issue. So really don't become too anxious. With a pure mind practice, with a pure mind benefit oneself and benefit sentient beings. In terms of our actions, be more pure. And with respect to our practice, be more conscientious. And if we do this, then later on, with terms of our practice, we won't have any or so many difficulties or obstacles. Who brought all of these obstacles and difficulties? It was created by ourselves, not by other people. What happens is you receive these pith instructions, you don't practice them, but you go and talk to other people about them, and you talk to people and tell people who don't have the right foundation for these pith instructions, or tell people with the wrong thinking, and then what do? They destroy or they cause obstacles to yourself and your practice and to your pure lineage. Avoid negative friends. This is the practice of bodhisattvas. As it says in the 37 practices of a bodhisattva. So these type of negative people that have the wrong view, avoid them. If Buddha is not able to save them, how are we going to save them? We think we are generating positive causes with them, but in reality, it just creates negative causes. Pure people, kind people, people that are interested in practice, people with wisdom, with good morals, willing to be pure and support virtuous actions. These are the people we are able to help and to bring some benefit to. We must master these activities of ours in terms of our practice. And these instructions and the pith instructions we must master for ourselves. And we won't teach anymore. And when you again have some spare time, then again we can engage in teachings. And these teachings that I'm giving, it is when you abide in calm abiding, when you meditate, when you practice, that is when these teachings are of the most benefit to you. You don't have to have a state of enlightenment, just in a state of calm abiding, in equanimity, listen to the teachings. And then in a state of calm abiding, then with the purest of mind, apply these teachings. And then this is the quickest way to attain Buddhahood. And then in every single one of your meditation sessions, you can experience the true nature of mind. However, if you're just sitting there and thinking about other things, then don't come and listen to the teachings. The way to listen to these teachings is in a state of calm abiding, in a state of meditative concentration. And if you're not listening in this state, then I don't want you, I don't allow you to listen to these teachings. must listen in calm abiding. Then you have an understanding of the relationship with your own mind towards attaining enlightenment. What is my current state of mind? What is the next state of mind that I must realize? All of this has been taught very clearly. Samsara and Nirvana, mind and true nature of mind, arising thoughts and wisdom, Alaya and Dhammakaya defense. Just sit in meditative concentration, listening to these teachings. Then in a very relaxed way, you can go and practice them. Don't do everything in a frantic way, and then this way, and that way, and then there's this, and then there's that, and then this isn't a state of realization. Of course, there are these experiences of purity, happiness, bliss, clarity, cherishing. If we're not able to control even these emotions, then maybe it's better you don't practice great perfection. All of these are still emotions, illusions. It's a process. Just like when we are going in an elevator, a glass elevator up a building, we see what level, two level, three levels, we go up to the eighth level. We go level by level. And eventually when we get to the top of the eighth level, then we see everything quite clearly from there. Don't pay too much attention to all of these appearances, these different states. What we want to attain is enlightenment, not these temporary states of happiness and all these different appearances. So don't discriminate and don't attach and realize that these are just simply different appearances of delusions of the lost mind. Sometimes they are the appearances of merit. And even these we mustn't be attached to. Oh, I saw this, I experienced this, this was empty, that was empty. This is the case, you still haven't entered into meditative concentration. These are the lowest experiences of practice. You haven't even entered into meditative concentration yet. Oh, I saw this appearance, I saw that bodhisattva, I saw a vajra, I saw a dharma wheel. These are all things that you have imagined up yourself. This has got nothing to do with great perfection. It's got nothing to do with the yidams, the pure mandala, the wisdom protectors. It's still far away from this. It's not all of these temporary experiences. Oh, I saw this appearance, or oh, I can't find myself, everything is empty, and carry on like this, and then not wanting to meditate anymore. Just misleading oneself, going down the wrong path. A path different to that of the step-by-step procedures given to you by this pure lineage and your Vajra Guru. I tell you again and again and again, what are the three ways to really know that our practice is improving? One is our compassion towards sentient beings. The second is our unmoving faith towards our Vajra Guru. And the third is that we recognize our true nature of mind and we are able to become more and more stable in maintaining this recognition of the true nature of mind. And apart from these three main points, any other appearances are just appearances of samsara. This we must really do well. If we're not doing this, maybe our practice has digressed from the path. With respect to Guru Rinpoche, if we are practicing from the foundation practices all the way to enlightenment, there are standards. With respect to our body, speech and mind, all of our actions, compassion. With all of these, have you reached this stage? Have you reached the next stage? Don't confuse your practices.